We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Guy, so Alex Boone joins us here on 95.7 The Game. Alex, I hope the holidays are going well for you and the family. Everything going well, sir?
Dude, everything's going great. The playoffs are about to run through Santa Clara.
That's what I'm talking about. Hey, we have a scenario here. All right, Alex? We're talking Sunday night football. So you get one of two choices. Would you rather be with a minute and a half to play, trailing by two, with the ball in Jimmy G's hands from his own 25, or would you rather be ahead by two, 90 seconds to go, with the ball at the 25 and the ball in Russell Wilson's hands?
I think with this team, I would take either. I mean, you talk about defensively, there's some things that scare me, but the front four are going to go eviscerate Russell this week. And then you turn around on the other side and you say, look what Jimmy G did against a Rams team that played super tough. And maybe with inches to spare, he made those throws count.
Alex, what are you seeing as far as teams trying to take the 49ers running game away a little bit? Now, Jimmy Garoppolo's been able to beat teams when they've done it in key moments. But I'm looking at what Arizona did to the Seahawks yesterday, just crushed them in the running game. How do the 49ers get back to running the football at a elite level like they were earlier in the season?
Listen, I think losing Weston Richburg is a huge loss. I've always been a huge fan of his, and I've said that every time I come on this show. I think, though, that you have to activate all three running backs, and you give them the ball and just let them go. When you look at the game plan that Arizona laid out for you, and they always go up in Seattle and always beat them. I don't know how they do it. Yeah. It pisses me off every single time. And I played there, and believe me, when I played there, I was like, you guys are ready, right? They were like, dude, this is a joke. Like, we always beat Seattle. I was like, you don't understand how that hurts me when you say that. But it's true. And they go up and they play them tough. And right now, Seattle's reeling. They're hurting really bad. So now you go give them the knockout blow.
Alex, right guard Mike Person was ruled out of the game. They took Daniel Brunskill in his stead. And I just want to know, how rare is it for a team to have an offensive lineman like that who's willing to bounce around from guard to tackle no matter where he has to fill in?
Oh, you don't find that everywhere. And you think about what that kid has done for when McGlinchey went down and when Joe went down, the guys that have stepped up. And you know, and a lot of people are like, oh, well, he still got beat by Aaron Donald. Listen, everybody gets beat by Aaron Donald. It's called the NFL. It happens. He played great, and the way he steps up in there, and I think that Ben Garland, too. You know, a lot of people come down because he's not Weston, but he's still playing at a very high level and doing a good job for this offense.
Alex Boone joining us, Joe Lowe and Dibs, 95.7 The Game. I love having Alex Boone on. This is fantastic. This guy's hyped and ready to go. This is the thing, Alex. I was looking at the Sunday night game, and I know a lot of 49er fans were thinking, you know, it would have been nice to not have to worry about this game, to have taken care of your business against the Falcons. I think it would be great for the 49ers to go up there against the 12th man, punch their opponent in the throat, and exercise the demons because they haven't won there since 2011. What would it do for a 49er team to go up there and exercise those demons and finally do away with your ultimate enemy as you head towards the playoffs?
Well, this is huge. You're talking about going into a playoff stretch of teams that have seriously separated themselves from competition. So you're talking about the last game before you go into a do-or-die situation. You don't just want to punch them in the throat. You want to kick them in the face. You want them to remember that, hey, listen, we control the NFC. And not only that, but if you come back into our house, we're going to kick you again in the face.
Alex, what is it like playing there compared to other places? What makes it so unique? The noise, the type of noise? Are you one of the guys that thinks they pump extra noise in? And I also want to get your take on what's the difference between a regular 1 o'clock game there and a game that's being played at night there, because you talk to certain people that think it's on another level when it's one of the night games.
I think it's always been the same. I think maybe it's just because the teams that I played on that have went there, they've always hated us. That it's whether it's 1 o'clock or a night game, it's going to be as loud as possible. And I hope they pump in the noise, because they're going to need every bit of help this week when it comes to playing this 49ers team. I don't care what anyone says. This team is juiced. You need this momentum win to take you in there. And look for them to do it. I mean, this is the key for them is, hey, listen, we've been sticking around with the best teams and losing in the last 2 seconds. That's some football right there. So when you go play a team that's hurting like this, you have to put them away.
Alex, on this last 46-yard bomb to Emmanuel Sanders, you saw a breakdown in coverage between Jalen Ramsey and Taylor Rapp, the safety Taylor Rapp, and you saw Jalen Ramsey call him out in the postgame. You saw him yell at him on the field. What'd you make of that whole Jalen Ramsey situation?
I didn't like that, and I don't like Jalen Ramsey. I think he talks too much to begin with, but I don't think you should ever throw a player like that under the bus. It's not like we didn't all just see what happened to that safety. He was on the sideline, and he knows he's not supposed to be there. The truth is, he's young. You learn sometimes. Sometimes you have to learn the hardest way possible, and guess what, man? That's the NFL for you. But for a teammate to come out and throw you under the bus like that, I've never found that to be useful because we're trying to build something over here. I don't want you to be mad at me. I want you to love me like a brother.
Alex Boone with us, 95.7 The Game. As you've watched the 49ers these past few weeks, and it has been some high-stakes poker they've been playing. They go to Baltimore, and that's a tough loss at the gun. Big win against New Orleans. Maybe a little slip-up against the Falcons. Are you seeing the 49ers grow in the right direction, or are you seeing a team that maybe is beat up a little bit, as most teams in the NFL are?
Hey, I just read that we might get Quan Alexander back. I can't tell you how excited I got when I read that, because you talk about a team that could use a guy like him right now, somebody on the defensive side of spark to make this team better. Unbelievable. I think that this team has showed that they can keep up with anybody. Hey, listen, there's not a lot of teams taking Baltimore to the last 2 seconds, and there's not a lot of teams taking the Saints to the last 2 seconds. And not only that, beating the Saints down there in their stadium, that doesn't just happen when Drew Brees is on fire. So to me, this team is like, hey, listen, we know who we are. We know where we need to go. We had our little bump in the road. We're past that. I love it. Move on.
Alex, I want you to speak to the difference between getting a bye and playing a couple of home games and having everything run through you and feeling like you're in complete control of it versus potentially having to play 3 road games and maybe play Seattle again, maybe play New Orleans and Green Bay on the road, tough places to play against some elite quarterbacks in all 3 spots. Just the importance of this game and how much easier it can make the rest of the path as far as trying to win a Super Bowl.
Absolutely. When you talk about having to have people come into your house, a place that you play extremely well in, that you know, that you love, that you're comfortable in, that's nice weather, you don't have to go to Lambeau where it could be negative 30. I mean, you are in the driver's seat right now, and it's so huge because you talk about getting guys back that you need. Jaquarski Tart, you know, Quan Alexander, these guys could be huge for the playoffs. It's like some teams like Seattle are starting to hurt right now, and they're starting to lose guys, and they're trickling off, and you're like, you know what, they kind of missed their momentum. San Fran seems to be hitting their stride, and they're like, we're getting Quan back for the playoffs. We're going to get Jaquarski back. We're going to get all our running backs back. This could be the perfect supplement for them, a bye week.
Alex, today marks 6 years since the last game at Candlestick against the Falcons. You played in it. What was that moment like?
Unbelievable. I can't tell you how many times I have dreams about that game. Navarro Bowman running the ball back, and then the guy's tackling him, and he almost died because he couldn't breathe. I mean, you want to talk about a team that had so much fun in a stadium that has so many memories. Oh, my God, was that incredible. I couldn't tell you how proud I was to play in that stadium.
And Alex, you know, Candlestick, I think, didn't quite get the, you know, the reputation it deserved for having a little bit of an edge. I mean, you know, being in the media, you get to go down on the field the last 5 minutes of the game, and my goodness, you can really feel it like you do in a lot of other places. I think, you know, sometimes, you know, 49er crowds, they get a bad rap for being a little soft, but that wasn't the case at the Stick there, and especially in that era when you guys were playing.
No, it's so funny. I was talking to my wife the other day about when we used to drive down in through Candlestick, that little side street, and I was like, you know, you just knew it was game time when you saw the fans ready to go, and maybe a couple of them were brawling before the game. You couldn't compare those fans to the fans at Levi's. Those guys were unbelievable. They were diehards. They were forever loved the Niners, and it was awesome because they showed up every week, and even when we didn't play well, they were still starting fights in the stands like, you know what, our team is the best. Don't tell us they're not. I mean, you got to love fans like that, and that's why I'm excited for San Fran right now.
Man, that is something else. Alex, if you got a couple of series in you, we could send your we can send you down to Kyle Shanahan. You just let us know. We'll get you out there, okay, buddy?
Hey, my people will get in touch with your people.
There you go. I like it. Alex, it's always great talking to you. I hope you have a Merry Christmas. I hope all the shopping's done, and you and the family have a great, great holiday.
Thanks so much, guys. You too.
See you, buddy. There you have it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.